Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Before we get into some member of this show that may or may not be playing in an alumni football game, KT, there were some interesting nuggets to take out of the Miami-Florida State game on Saturday.
Yes, so Miami and Florida, the Gators, that happened 6 o'clock Saturday night. So I watched it actually on a smaller TV next to the big TV at a local bar. And it was actually a very fun game to watch.
Miami now, wins the game!
What's great about Miami is they've got the famous turnover chain. And this year, we got lucky in the first half. There was a turnover. It was a little scoop it up. It was a fumble situation. And they broke out the 2019 turnover chain, which is three times the size of the original turnover chain.
Wow.
And they've added underneath the U, they've added 305, which is the Miami area code. Here's a good look at it if you want to see this.
It's covered in diamonds now, right?
Did you see this, Ben?
Yeah. So is this something that Luther Campbell purchased? Which booster paid for this? I'm assuming college kids did not.
And is it real?
It's so great. I think it's real. It says it's over 2,000 white sapphire stones.
I just think based on the history of that program and the people that are fans of that program, I would be surprised if that was not a expensive piece of jewelry as opposed to a phony piece of jewelry.
Well, I'll say this. They said it took 3 months to make it.
Oh.
Okay? But I'll say this. Like, so I don't watch Miami Hurricanes play a lot unless, you know, it just happens. So, like, you always see the clips of the turnover chain. Watching it live is a whole different experience because what you realize is that the defensive player, the coach, puts it on, okay, and he's wearing it, and you've seen all the clips, fine. When you're watching it live, you realize they're cutting back and forth to offensive action. Like the other team's got the ball. Like, you're supposed to be on the field. The kickoff's happening. The defense just got the turnover, so the offense has got the ball, okay? They're inside the 10-yard line. They're about to score, and you're not even focused on that. You're like, I want this play to end so you can go back. And all the teammates on defense, you know, they're hyping him up, and they're just playing to the crowd and the camera. Meanwhile, second and goal, kind of a big play coming up. And then it goes back to none of them are watching the game. They're just like, they've got their hands, they've got their arms crossed. And they're just looking at the crowd and on TV. It's so great.
It's interesting from a psychological standpoint because it does give players this added incentive to go get a turnover. Because if you get a turnover, you're going to shine the spotlight on yourselves.
Yeah.
Everybody in your hometown, your friends, your family, everybody's going to be watching you. You're going to make a name for yourself, a brand for yourself. Maybe it helps you go pro at some point. I mean, it does put a major emphasis on actually getting the ball, getting turnovers.
Who keeps this thing when the game's not happening?
I mean, that's why I wonder if it's real or not.
I think it's probably just a defensive coach or quality control guy.
I don't think you just let the DB's coach handle the million-dollar necklace.
Go ahead, Benny.
Well, I just think if it's real, that's the whole point. There would have to be somebody there handling it. And also, people are going to be rough with it. They're football players. They got pads on. You pop a diamond sapphire ring out, you're like, hey, man, sorry, we lost a few last week at Ohio State. They may be on the turf field out there. Maybe go see if you can find $80,000 of diamonds.
Just get a couple water boys to handle it.
I'm willing to bet a former member of Two Live Crew is somehow in charge of this chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is not where it peaks because they've got the ball. They're inside the 10-yard line. And you're still not really focused on the drive because it really it's back and forth, mm-hmm. back to the turnover chain. Oh, a completed pass over the middle to tight end Brevin Jordan. Jordan gets hit, breaks a tackle, scores a touchdown. Touchdown Hurricanes.
Yeah.
All right. Come over to the sideline, the same area where the defense just was in the turnover chain. You got him in the camera. He's playing to the crowd. And they get an offensive coach, puts on his hands, touchdown rings. They look like brass knuckles. And they're green, and they're awesome. And it says you put them together, and it says Hurricane. So there's like Hurry
Rams
on one hand, and then Canes on the other one. You put them on, and he's just playing to the camera. He's doing this thing. Look at his fingers, looking at it. And then meanwhile, the kickoff's happening, and all the offense, they're not looking at their tablets, trying to figure out how they're going to expose the defense next time. No, they're just playing to the crowd and goofing off for 10 minutes. It's amazing.
Was this the maiden voyage of the touchdown rings?
You're one of the touchdown rings.
Okay, so that tells me that's why they were focusing with them being in scoring range, right? You're sitting there and you're in the red zone. You're first and goal. The production team knew that this was coming. You know what I'm saying? Because they stay on it so long,
yeah, yeah.
And then you score, and they're immediately there. They were waiting for the gold, literally the gold, to be unveiled of the touchdown rings.
I mean, it just makes me want to actually like go out of my way and see what are the Hurricanes doing? Because if a turnover happens, because it's 5 minutes of it's just chaos.
It is.
So wait, the touchdown rings, that is just to combat the turnover chain? So
just broke them out this year.
Hey, we need something to incentivize our guys to score touchdowns too and get the spotlight?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
There's not enough jewelry really going on with the Miami Hurricanes. Let's add an element.
Here's a little
to
video, Ben, I can kind of show you the touchdown rings when the way they put it on. I see he's got them
it's nothing in comparison to the turnover necklace, though.
It's nothing, but the way that the whole team is huddled around the guy,
yeah, it's big.
And then he stands up on a bench, so he's up higher than everyone, and he's just throwing the outside of his hands up on TV.
Okay,
it's so stupid, but it's also really awesome.
I want to throw this out there. You can always interact with the show at the Autoflex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. A lot of people are saying this is real. One guy says it's a Cuban jeweler from Miami and that an equipment guy is responsible for this. So basically what they probably do, surely they return it to the jeweler after the game, right?
I would think so they can make sure that everything's there.
Yeah. An equipment guy's in charge of this? Come on.
Big time program, though. You get a safe place to hide it.
Oh, dude, this is the program where they had the hedge fund guy that was basically taking all the players to the brothel, strip club brothel. I mean, this is a very storied program of excess and craziness happening off the field. Speaking of craziness happening off the field, Ben, I know you keep in touch with a lot of the coaches that you had growing up, have good relationships with those guys. Have you recently been invited to participate in any sort of alumni game for anything you're doing?
Go Green.
No, I have not. Have you?
I mean, no, I don't think so. Shippy, anything going on at Plano with you and Rex Burkhead?
No.
I would like to go get that old Apollo Panther team back together from my eighth grade year, though.
I would, too. I'd like to see what James Chen's up to. KT, what do you got going?
So I was scrolling through Facebook the other day. Just kind of popped up on my phone, and it's just a guy that I went to high school with. It's a friend of mine.
On Facebook.
And he's got a post out that says, wanted, only Cubs, only is the high school I went to, only Cubs alumni, get back to the Gridiron full contact alumni football. Register now at gridironglory.com. And he's got some comments on it, and I was one of the people who was invited on. He's just invited all his Facebook friends he went to high school with.
What position are you invited to play?
Anything, I think anywhere, because I pulled up the roster. I went to that website and pulled up, and I could see a lot of the guys who were on there. I know some of them. One of them actually graduated in 1991, which would make him
almost our age.
Yeah.
Is that Chum Bucket? Is he in this game?
No, that's Richard Guerra. Yeah, I don't know.
Cynthia Izaguirre.
So there's a lot of people. It's a lot of people I know on there. So Holiday was our rival growing up near Wichita Falls. They were kind of a – I saw them as a kind of uppity, but I, you know, over time. You know, they're just, they were dirty cheaters. You know, let's not lie. No, I'm just kidding. There's probably listeners from Holiday.
This is like the Greasers and the Socias.
So I guess I guess that's the thing, because it was posted, and then I saw it like next to it was a flyer wanted Holiday Eagles alumni. So there's some guys in there. There's kind of comment, and I'm just kind of viewing this for my pleasure, just to see them. I'm not playing in this, most likely.
That's why you use the internet.
And someone on the comment goes, "Nah, I'm not playing. I need insurance for this." And and then someone else comes in and goes, "No, I think you'll be fine. Holiday's running back is 74 years old." So now I'm checking the Holiday Eagles roster.
Please, please give me the goods.
And they have a running back who graduated in the year 1974. He would have been born in 1956, so it's 44, 54. I guess 63 years old, but 74 is an exaggeration.
But I think a running back in his early 60s.
Wow. Is he using a walker? I mean, because that would be – it might be – if he could use it to stiff arm people, maybe that would –
What was the story we had a couple of years ago of the dad that was going to play on that JUCO team? That guy was in his 50s or 60s, wasn't he?
Joe Thomas's dad?
Was it Joe Thomas?
Yeah.
God, I'd forgotten.
Joe Thomas of the Cowboys. His dad played college football like 2 years ago.
And how old was he? I forgot.
He was, I don't know, 50s.
Late 40s, early 50s?
50s for sure, yeah.
And that's playing real football.
You are, you're not going to remember this. It was way before your time, but you're actually living out a Kurt Russell movie.
Oh, my God.
Kurt Russell, America's
Escape from New York.
Treasure. He was in a movie called The Best of Times with Robin Williams in 1986.
Good cast.
A small town loser determines to have one more shot at the big time by winning a football game.
That is me, man. NIT.
This is
small town loser.
This is an opportunity for you. It was Jack Dundee and Reno Hightower. They got the band back together and they went and played their old rivals. Because Robin Williams dropped the big catch. Kurt Russell was the quarterback, and Robin Williams dropped this catch that would have beat their rival in high school. And so he spent the rest of his life wanting to relive that moment and vindicate himself by this time making the catch. Do you have anything from your high school football career you need to be vindicated for?
Not playing my senior year. Not being allowed to play. Like, they wouldn't put me on the field.
You were too good?
No, I just got out of shape, and I was very attitudinal towards the coaches.
Oh, sir.
Oh, man.
I just didn't feel like I needed to do what they were telling me, because I knew more about football than they did.
Really?
And they listen to the station, and they know.
They know.
They're like, damn, KT, you were all over it. But then what would happen is, like, we'd be...
Hold on, time out.
Yeah.
Do you think a coach and only has ever at one time gone, damn, KT, you were all over it. You knew more than us about football. I'm glad you disrespected us and wouldn't let us coach you, boy.
I think he's shown them what's up. By the way, if you'd like to, I tweeted out a picture of KT's high school yearbook, a picture of KT I had when he was a youngster.
Oh, good, good, good.
Over the
back
years,
when he was an only Cub.
So, let me unblock you.
So, like, here's the thing. I was pretty good until I got I guess I was pretty good because I was kind of an early bloomer, I guess, to an extent. And then everyone caught up in junior, senior year. So there wasn't a lot of me doing good things. In fact, for junior year, some of junior year, I was still broadcasting our varsity's games, and I was on the JV, and I was kind of the leader. I was kind of a good locker room guy.
Yeah.
But
all great leaders say
you have
that.
You have a lot of great memories of yourself.
Well, real quick, one thing that's very interesting, though, we'd be watching film, and think about this. I'm a draft guy now, whatever. You know, watch all the tape, brought us, you know, do that whole thing. I used to have such a bad sleep disorder. I mean, I still have such a bad sleep disorder, but they would like come up early before school, 7:15, we're watching tape. And coach would get so mad at me, either before that or even after practice in the afternoons, get so mad at me because I'd be falling asleep during film. And I'm like, this is not interesting to me right now.
Right.
I was falling asleep, and they were always mad at me. So my job was a very good pump-up guy, maybe try to get the beer ready for the weekend. You
a
know,
puppet
my
guy?
Job was like
you say a puppet, like, no, put on like puppet shows.
Hey, guys are tired at halftime. Give them some water. You know, help them
puppet.
Out. Pat on the back. Be
puppet
guy. But goes in there and starts talking.
But make no mistake about it. My high school job was to align. Let's see if we can get someone to buy some beer, and let's see if we can line up some strange. I mean, that was my entire high school
rally. Some
playing
strange
career.
So listen, I'd like you to go back to those days of runaround only in your letter jacket and maybe giving this a go and going and playing in this game.
So I want to play, but the last time I played a full tackle football game, I killed a guy.
What?
It was KNTU versus the NT Daily back at North Texas.
Oh, every year, was a great game.
They famously used it. The game's not doesn't happen anymore because I killed a guy.
Ben Baby was in one of those games.
He was on the journalism side.
Yeah.
So basically, you go and line up and play. So I thought it was like two below, you know. So the first drive, the TV guys complete a pass and are going for it, and one of my buddies, you know, tries to. Like, you hit him two below the waist, you got to stop the play, right?
Front or back below the
guy
waist?
Keeps – he runs through two below, though.
What?
He ran through it. What, you couldn't tell if he touched some dong or not because he ran through it.
You can't run through two below.
And we're like, what? And they go, this is full tackle, bro. This is full tackle. Dude, this is like 7 a.m. too. Okay?
That sounds like
so
bad
we're like,
planning.
Okay, so we're playing tackle, and I'm just like, guys, this is not good. Those are radio guys. This is
you're
not good.
Grown men at this point. You're in your 20s, right?
Third down and one. Need one completion, all right? Move this bottle of water. I got right there.
Oh, KT's that's getting into 3-point
so
stance.
So it's third down and one.
What
and
position
I'm going,
are you?
I was playing like a little slot wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm shifty. So basically, I'm hard to cover in an isolated space.
You're definitely hard.
But I'm not going to do much down the field. So here's what's happening. It's third and got to get that completion. I'm going, everyone go long. I'll be the check down option. We're going to go
like
for the
Cole
bomb
Beasley?
Scheme. Yeah, kind of more of a Cobb guy.
Okay.
Kind of more of a Cobb guy. Bad ankle.
Kind of hurt Cobb Beasley.
So, but I'm like, everyone go deep here. I'm going to be the checkoff guy just in case.
Sir.
So.
You're trying to check off?
I'm hit underneath, okay? I get the ball and make a nice catch. I turn up field. My head. I'm turning up field. And I just drilled a guy who was coming in to tackle me. And it was a guy who was doing the game day MC at North Texas on the field that
day.
You
ran into the MC?
I mean, I busted his face open.
Oh!
It was so brutal.
Why'd you run into the broadcaster?
He was trying to tackle me, and it was just like, here's something. You make the catch, and you turn up field.
Right.
But they wanted to play tackle.
Were you
concussed?
Well,
I'm going to be hard to tackle. I caught it, turned up field full speed, knowing I'm going to get tackled, and I knocked the dude out.
Oh,
and then I had on the side of my head a gash for a week. He was bleeding. There was blood everywhere. Blood everywhere. For a minute, I thought he didn't have his right eye.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I saw a video that came out a couple weeks later. He actually got it all fixed. I don't know if he went and got stitches or whatever. He had a patch on his face. He was at the game doing his job that day.
The pirate.
And his face is swollen.
As a ghost?
He just looked like he got punched in the face.
Oh, my God.
I killed a guy. And so it's well known around media, local media circles of kids my age.
Yeah.
Anytime tackle football comes up, they go, we can't do that. KT killed a guy that one time.
Okay, so are you invited back even though you might kill somebody? You might kill that 78-year-old running back?
Well, it's different, right? Because this is full pads. Like what we were doing, we were not full pads. We were just out in T-shirt and shorts.
What number would you be?
Oh, 41.
Shout out Dirt.
I've always 41. That's 41 in the wiffle ball game.
So
remember when I played great hot
shout
corner?
Shout out Dirk.
You were great at the hot corner. You were incredible.
One of the team MVPs.
And I thought of you as more of a golfing baseball guy. I didn't think of you as a football guy. But clearly those coaches have had their comeuppance now and realized that you've had your comeuppance. So what would you be then? Like a scat back?
Well, I mean, I've done that before. I mean, I can do that if need be.
Okay.
Or web back. So I played running back. I've got history as a wide receiver. I was the backup quarterback. And then as I got fatter, I moved to fullback and tight end.
I think we're going to be called into the office
now,
for this.
Now, what's interesting, it is real interesting when you get years down the line and you go, oh, my God, one of my old coaches is dating a girl I went to high school with. Now, that's what it
dump
gets
that
weird.
Chip.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.